Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including U.S. AI boom shaking global markets, Grok's massive $640 million funding round, AI-powered dementia diagnosis breakthrough, and OpenAI's cautious approach to AI text detection. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. Buckle up, folks, because today we're taking a roller coaster ride through the AI landscape where the highs are sky high and the lows, well, let's just say they're sending shockwaves across the globe. We're kicking off with a tale of two continents, a story of boom and bust that's shaking up markets faster than a quantum computer can say, "Hello, world." The U.S. is riding high on an AI wave, while across the Pacific, Asian markets are feeling the burn. But before we dive into that digital drama, let's take a moment to acknowledge our sponsor, the School of Hard Knocks, where AI meets reality and your business meets the future. Check out the link in the description to join our free community and learn how to practically integrate AI into your daily grind. Now, let's get our hands dirty with today's headlines. Picture this. Silicon Valley is throwing an AI party, and it seems like everyone's invited except Asia. The U.S. is experiencing an AI boom that's making the gold rush look like a yard sale. This surge is attracting global investments faster than you can say neural network, and it's leaving Asian markets feeling like they showed up to prom in last year's outfit. But why is the U.S. dominating this AI revolution? Well, folks, it's not just about having the biggest tech toys. From my perspective, it's a perfect storm of factors. First off, Uncle Sam's been writing some pretty big checks for AI research and development. It's like the government decided to play venture capitalist, and boy, are they all in. Then you've got the private sector, where tech giants are flexing their AI muscles harder than a bodybuilder at Venice Beach. These companies aren't just throwing money at AI, they're attracting top talent from around the world. It's like they've got a magnet for brain power, and they've cranked it up to 11. And let's not forget about the infrastructure. The U.S. has been building its digital highways for decades, and now it's paying off big time. It's like they laid the foundation for an AI skyscraper, while everyone else was still figuring out how to pour concrete. The implications of this AI boom are far-reaching and multifaceted. On one hand, we're seeing unprecedented advancements in AI technology, with U.S. companies leading the charge in areas like natural language processing, computer vision, and machine learning. These breakthroughs are not just academic exercises, they're translating into real-world applications that are reshaping industries from healthcare to finance, transportation to entertainment. But why are Asian markets feeling the burn so intensely? Well, it turns out that when Uncle Sam flexes his AI muscles, the rest of the world feels the squeeze. Asian tech companies are struggling to keep pace with US-based AI giants, and their stock values are taking a nosedive as investors bet on American innovation. It's like watching a high-stakes game of AI poker, and right now, the US is holding all the aces. This isn't just a blip on the radar, folks. We're talking about potential long-term economic shifts that could reshape the global tech landscape. If Asian firms can't close this innovation gap, they might find themselves permanently relegated to the kids' table of the tech world. The consequences could be severe. We're talking about potential job losses, reduced economic growth, and a widening technological divide that could take years, if not decades, to bridge. But don't count Asia out just yet. There's a plot twist in this Silicon soap opera. Asian companies are eyeing collaborations and strategic alliances as potential lifelines. It's like the tech equivalent of a superhero team-up movie. Asian firms joining forces with U.S. companies to create an AI Avengers of sorts. These partnerships could inject much-needed capital and cutting-edge tech into Asian firms, helping them compete more robustly against the U.S. tech titans. Now let's shift gears and talk about Grok Inc., the AI startup that just raised a cool $640 million in its latest funding round. That's right, $640 million, enough to buy a small country or, you know, a really nice GPU these days. This massive investment has catapulted Grok's valuation to a whopping $2.8 billion. Grok is all about designing specialized semiconductors and software that optimize AI tasks. It's like they're building a superhighway for AI while the rest of us are still stuck in digital traffic. Now, you might be wondering why this matters. Well, let me tell you, this isn't just about making AI faster. It's about revolutionizing how we interact with AI in our daily lives. With this kind of specialized hardware, we're talking about AI models that can respond in real time, making them more practical for everyday use. Imagine having a conversation with an AI as naturally as you would with a human, or getting instant, accurate translations in a business meeting with international partners. That's the kind of game changer we're looking at here. In my view, this type of investment will continue to foster the increasing speed and size of these models. The more advanced Grok becomes, the faster inference we will get, and that will lead to the AI models we use daily being more well-suited for real-time tasks and responses, making them more usable for real-world use cases. The potential applications of Grok's technology are mind-boggling. In healthcare, it could lead to real-time analysis of medical imaging, potentially catching diseases earlier and with greater accuracy. In finance, it could enable more sophisticated risk assessment models, potentially preventing future economic crises. And in scientific research, it could accelerate discoveries in fields like climate science and genomics. Speaking of healthcare, let's switch gears and talk about something that hits a little closer to home, or should I say, closer to our neurons. Researchers at Mayo Clinic have developed a revolutionary way to diagnose dementia using AI and machine learning. It's like having a tiny AI doctor living inside an EEG machine. This AI analyzes brainwave data from EEGs to detect specific dementia patterns that were previously invisible to the human eye. It's trained on data from over 11,000 patients, which is more brains than you'd find at a zombie convention. The AI identified 6 unique EEG patterns linked to different types of dementia, including Alzheimer's and Lewy body disease. Why is this such a big deal? Well, diagnosing dementia early can significantly impact treatment and patient outcomes. This AI-powered method is more accessible, less expensive, and non-invasive compared to traditional methods like MRIs or PET scans. It's like having a crystal ball for your brain health, minus the mystical mumbo-jumbo. But here's the real kicker. This AI-driven analysis can reduce the time required for diagnosing cognitive conditions by 50%. That's right, it's diagnosing dementia faster than you can say, "Where did I put my keys?" This increased speed and accuracy could lead to quicker starts on appropriate treatments, potentially improving the quality of life for millions of people worldwide. Now, I know what you're thinking, is this AI going to replace our doctors? Well, not so fast. While AI is making incredible strides in healthcare, it's not about replacing human expertise, but augmenting it. Think of it as giving our healthcare professionals a superpower. They still need their years of training and experience to interpret results, make nuanced decisions, and provide that all-important human touch. In my view, over the next decade, we're going to see a gradual shift towards a more symbiotic relationship between AI and human expertise in healthcare. AI will take on more of the heavy lifting when it comes to data analysis and pattern recognition, freeing up doctors to focus on the complex decision-making and patient care that requires human empathy and judgment. I believe AI in healthcare will have a huge impact on efficiencies and overall advancements in research that will lead to groundbreaking new science and cures for diseases we have not been able to cure before. However, I do believe this will be a somewhat slower path to adoption due to the huge level of trust that humans must have in the accuracy of these systems. Over time, AI will have a huge part in our healthcare system, but it's going to be a careful, measured process. Now, let's wrap up with a bit of AI intrigue. OpenAI, the folks who brought us ChatGPT, have created a tool that can detect if text is written by their AI. It's like they've developed a literary lie detector for the digital age. This tool uses a method called text watermarking, which involves subtle changes in word choice to create invisible markers in the text. It's like leaving digital fingerprints all over your AI-generated essay. The implications of this technology are far-reaching, touching on issues of intellectual property, academic integrity, and the very nature of human creativity in an AI-augmented world. But here's the twist. OpenAI is being cautious about releasing this tool. Why? Well, it turns out that detecting AI-generated text is trickier than finding a needle in a digital haystack. Previous AI text detectors had low accuracy, and even OpenAI's own detector got shut down faster than a pop-up ad. Now, if I were in OpenAI's shoes, I'd probably take a similar approach. Here's why. There's actually little harm in using these AI tools for homework or writing. In fact, we should be encouraging people to use and collaborate with these tools, teaching them how to use AI as a co-pilot for learning rather than wagging our fingers at them. Sure, some folks will use it to cut corners, but that's always been the case, even in the pre-AI era. Remember those Cliff's Notes we totally didn't use in high school? The world is moving towards greater integration of AI in our daily lives, not away from it. By holding back on releasing this detection tool, OpenAI is actually nudging us in that direction. It's like they're saying, hey, let's focus on how to use this technology responsibly rather than trying to police every word that comes out of an AI. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that staying informed is your superpower in this rapidly evolving AI landscape. Whether you're an investor, a tech enthusiast, or just someone trying to keep your brain healthy, knowledge is your best ally. Now, I've got a challenge for you this week. Try using ChatGPT or Claude to help you with a task that you find repetitive or stressful. Maybe have it help you plan your meals for the week or brainstorm ideas for that project you've been putting off. Give it a shot and see how it enhances your experience. Who knows? You might just find your new favorite digital assistant. Don't forget to check out our school community to learn more about practically integrating AI into your business and daily life. The link is in the description below. And hey, why not share your AI experiments with us? We'd love to hear how you're using these tools in your daily life. This has been The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, in the world of AI, the future is always just a neural network away. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on